graduated from Freedom High School, and so I asked him, what is your favorite memory of your school years? And this is really neat. He said, reading in the school library where it was peaceful. Okay? Now, that's usually what adults would express after having that done, but that's really cool. That is really cool. Another question was, which year do you consider your most enjoyable and why? And he picked a senior year because you get to graduate after your senior year. And he loved working on his senior project that they gave him. And this is really cool, because usually this doesn't happen until you hear from people after college. But also, my senior year, I got my license, I got a car, and I got a job. All right? And that's what I'm praying for in 4 years as well. So, who was your favorite teacher and why? And Alex said, really, all of his science teachers. Because it's my interest of science and the things that they taught me. So he likes science the most. What is his plans for this day forward, Lord's willing, is that he would like to go to CVCC, get 30 credit hours, then transfer to the Mountaineers, App State, to study chemistry and biology. And he said that he wants to work in a lab where I can experiment with genetically modified organisms, okay? Now, I've got a little pond in my backyard. You can come over and get started, because I know there's genetically modified organisms living there, so feel free to come over and get started early. What is your favorite book in the Bible and why? This has some wisdom behind it. He said Proverbs, because it has words of wisdom to live by. And that's why his favorite verse in the Bible is Proverbs 11:17. So let's read this scripture to him and share it with him. Here we go. Those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. So that's really a lot of wisdom there. He answered this on the question, what has been his most memorable Bible lesson? And he said David and Goliath. And here's the reason why. Because someone ordinary did something extraordinary. Isn't that cool? That is cool. And Alex, I believe you've already done and you will continue to do extraordinary things. Okay, so keep up the good work. And his favorite song is Amazing Grace. Now, the way I did it is that actually a couple of the young men together picked the same song. So we're going to hold off in singing that favorite song and move on to our next person, because he picked the same song too. But let's go to the next slide. And you want to answer any of these?
Yeah.
Okay, you do. Okay. All right. See, I didn't want him to rehearse it. That's why I never wanted to go through it. Now, I've got to hear this story. Okay. What's your favorite memory of his school years? Now, let me give a prelude right here. But I want you to tell them details. His favorite memory of his school years is when he tried to karate kick someone in the face in fifth grade. Now, what I want to know is why, when, where, and who.
Okay, so first off, it was, fifth grade. It was winter time. We were on the way to school, actually. There was snow on the ground everywhere, and I don't really remember what we were talking about. It was just me and a really good friend, and we were talking about something. We were both getting really upset about it. We started shouting at each other. And so eventually I tried to kick him in the face. The reason that I'm so not proud of, but I guess that I remember it so well, is because he tried to do the exact same thing to me at the exact same time. And so we both kicked each other's feet in midair and fell flat on our backs in the snow.
Would you like to demonstrate?
No.
Okay. Well, I thought we... All right. Yeah. Anybody want to volunteer to come up and let him do? Okay. Oh, Paxton would volunteer?
No,
okay.
No, thank you.
Oh, it's fun. You go over in the teen hut on Wednesday nights, and these guys are all over the floor, wrestling around and chasing each other and all that stuff. Okay, now, who's your favorite teacher and why? If you forgot, I got his name right here.
Oh.
Mr. G.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell us about Mr. G.
Well, we called him Mr. G, but his name was actually Mr. Gigliotti, so we called him Mr. G.
Okay.
And he was my fifth grade teacher, my homeroom teacher. He was the person who really got me into really reading books. I mean, I liked reading, but he was the one who connected me with Percy Jackson and Harry Potter and other books like that, actual long books to read. And then he lived in our neighborhood as well, which was right next to the school. So there are some days when there wasn't a whole lot of work to do, and I just walk over to his house, and he and his kids, we would all work together just building giant Lego sets and such. So occasionally he'd bike by our house. He was a really amazing guy.
Okay, cool.
Also, he really liked the Red Sox, and the guy right across the hall really loved the Yankees.
Oh, you need to get Mr. Bob in on this one. Yeah,
I've seen enough of it to last me a lifetime.
Okay. All right. Now tell us, Lord's willing, what your plans for this from this day forward?
Well, in about a month or two, I'm going to be heading off to Harding University. All the way in Arkansas.
In Searcy, Arkansas. Yeah. You're going to learn to eat frog legs there, I guarantee you. Yeah. Yeah. And you're going to be and you're going to be studying what?
Engineering.
Okay, cool. And then also you want to do something else that's pretty creative.
Yeah, I also want to write books and publish them at some point.
Everybody buy one when he publishes his first book. You got it? Okay, see, we already got orders. Okay. All right. I thought he would describe this. Let me describe this to you. This is really good. Coming from David, I can see why it's modeled in your family. But I asked, what is your favorite book in the Bible and why? He said the book of Acts, because the way it depicts the disciples working steadfastly to spread the gospel together after Jesus' departure. All right, that's a great answer, and may we learn as disciples in this room that example spreads a lot if we work together to reach out to people, because we got a mission to do for Jesus Christ. All right, his favorite verses, we're going to read those to him. Actually, they are connected together, but let's read them together. We'll start from left to right. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. So those are his connecting verses and his favorite verses to live by. What is your most memorable Bible lesson? Now, tell us a little bit about this one. The brown bag lesson that a preacher gave in New York. Tell us about the brown bag.
Well, it was, I don't remember how he came up with the idea, actually, but the preacher in New York, at some point or another, was his name Steve Connor?
Yeah.
Steve Connors, yeah. So he had the idea to, every day at the start of church, he would put out this little brown bag right at the front of the auditorium. And so throughout the morning, people would come up and just drop whatever items they found into it, like a net outside, a marker, a pack of crayons, sometimes dried up pieces of food. And so Every morning before he started his actual sermon, the preacher would reach into the bag, pull out one or two items at random, and he would find a way to connect them to God.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. You said he had food in there?
It wasn't common, but it happened.
It wasn't common to have some. Maybe I ought to try that. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, we're going to sing to Alex and David with them, their favorite song. So let us be standing, stretch your legs, those who can and are able to do that. Here we go. Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound, will that save a wretch like me. Was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, how precious did that grace appear. In thee I first believe. Well, through dangers and toils and snares, well, I have already come. Until grace hath brought me safe and thus far, and grace will lead me whole. Here we go. When we will bend our will, 10,000 years now, the bright shine ning as, oh, as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Amen. You may be seated. You guys stay up here and stay standing. All right. Who we got next? Oh. I think the truck on the side says clean out gutters. Truck, yeah. Nick's getting a very servant-oriented reputation about going around asking people in the church, do you need your gutters cleaned out? So, yeah, it's good father-son time, right, Joe? There you go. So, all right, Nick, are you wanting to share anything with some of the questions? You can. You're, feel free. It's up to you. All right, now this is really cool, this first question. That he graduated from Bunker High, the Bears, right? All right, and he has a favorite memory of school, and I got to know how this is done. But he said his favorite memory was playing hot potatoes. You guys ever play hot potatoes? Hot potatoes. But he did it in welding class. Okay, explain, how do you do hot potatoes in welding class?
Okay, well, my teacher decided to weld on a piece of metal, and we just started throwing it around at each other.
The metal?
We didn't even...
Okay, Proverbs has wisdom back here. Where's... Alex, go ahead and talk to him about that. Okay, go ahead.
It was just a senior class who did it for the last time.
Okay.
It was just to have some fun in class.
Did you get a grade for it?
No.
No. Why? Interesting. Did you do it with your teacher in the class?
He's the one who started it.
Oh. Well, let's see. Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? Okay. Which year does Nick consider as most enjoyable? Now, he mentioned his senior year because I guess the freedom there was you were able to kind of have a little bit more open privileges during that time. Tell us about Mr. Morgan. You said he's your favorite teacher. Why is he your favorite teacher?
Well, he's the welding teacher.
Oh, he is. And wait a minute. Mr. Morgan's the welding teacher that taught you hot potato that started it in class, and he said, because he taught me about life. Really? Yeah, well, I guess so. Man. Okay. All right. Is there any other reason why he's your favorite teacher?
I had him since junior year.
Mm-hmm.
I had him through the summer and my senior year.
Okay.
And I always had him for first period, so we always just talked about everything.
Okay.
And he got me my welding job.
Oh, super. Good teacher. Gave him the lead to the welding job. Now, it says your plans here from this day forward, Lord's willing, is to learn a certain type of welding. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I want to do stick underwater welding. Pipelines.
For the pipelines, okay. It was saying underwater. Well, do you know how to do the scuba?
No, I don't.
Oh, you better learn that first before you go down. That's in Proverbs, I think. Yeah. Okay. So an underwater welder, all right. Is there any reason why Genesis is your favorite book in the Bible? Is there any particular reason?
Because it teaches you that if one person makes a mistake, everyone has to follow through the mistake. And it teaches you to be the best man you possibly can so others live a better life.
Okay. All right. Well, may God bless you to continue that. He's molding you into being that man for him. Okay? So you're thinking about welding. He's welding you into the likeness of Jesus. So keep up the good work, okay? Here's Nick's favorite verse. Let's read it to him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Favorite verse. All right. He said his most memorable Bible lesson was called Follow Me at the Winston-Salem Church. I guess it was a series or a lesson of series. And then his favorite song is As a Deer, but we're going to hold off singing that one because somebody else shared that with that as well. So just hold on to the microphone there. But Bryce is not here today, so just at least I don't see him. And I'm taking that's Megan. So with the dog, I think that dog's still living, isn't it? Or, I'm not sure. But let me read down through some of the. He's graduating from St. Stephen's High School. And so I asked him, what is your favorite memory of your school years? And he said there was a really funny thing that his friend went through at the Renaissance Festival. It made him laugh all day long, all the way home. So I'll hold that for him to explain to you. Which year does Bryce consider his most enjoyable? He felt like the junior year was his most enjoyable because he had a really good time with the golf team. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Laura Sigmund. She was his civics, economics, and U.S. government teacher. She was super tough in class, but also an awesome teacher, he said. Her and I would argue and then laugh together, but I always came out of her class with more understanding. What's his plans from this day forward, Lord's willing, is that he would like to play golf in college, which I believe he is receiving a scholarship from OVU up in West Virginia to play golf for them. And then he said maybe transfer in a year or two that he would like to go to more of a Division I school. It'd be more like NC State or, you know, places like that. he would like to study investigative accounting, and then he would still love to pursue his dream of being a professional golfer. And so I know that's a lot of hard work and a lot of time involved with that. So who knows? We may see him on the PGA Tour. Then his favorite book in the Bible, and why, is Revelation, because it reminds him of God's power and his promise to what is to come. And also he believes that it helps keep him headed in the right direction. His favorite verse is Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized. Let's go ahead and read that. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, he said the reason why that this was his favorite verse is that he constantly, when asked what is one of his most memorable verses, he remembers this verse because Brother Foyle would always ask him a question that pertained to this verse. He would answer this verse, and Foyle would tell him, never, never forget it. And so he just never has forgotten it because of that relationship that he had. Let's see. His favorite song was the same as Nick's. So let's go ahead. As the deer. Now, they made sure to let me know, because I know the old version, is that to sing the new version. So I don't have the notes up there, but I think most of the teens know this. So if you'd sing out loud, use the microphones for this. But this is the one that we sang at Brother Foyle's celebration of life. So here we go. Let's sing it together. As a deer thirsts for the water, Lord, so my soul thirsts after you. My soul thirsts for the living God, and yes, my soul's after you. And I pour out my soul deep within me, deep within me. I pour out my soul and draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. As a if you wanted to lead that, but that your answer would have been no. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Let's go. Not last or least for a reason of the young men, but just how the songs went. But let's go ahead to the next slide. You can do it. Do it again. You're supposed to say, ah. Right? There we go. All right.
That was my favorite shirt, and my mom got rid of it.
Oh, no. Mom. What would you have done with it?
I probably could still fit it on my big toe.
Do you think so? All right, you can play the Incredible Hulk in it or something. Yeah. All right. Now, this is very unique. Now, North Iredale, right? High school?
Or kind of.
Kind of.
I did sports for North.
But then also you got CCTL Mitchell Community College.
CCTL is the school I went to. It's an early college program in Statesville on the Mitchell Community College campus. So when I graduated, I have my high school diploma and my associate's degree. So.
Okay. Yeah. Now, go ahead, and we'll just go ahead and say, Lord's willing, what is now in your plans?
So I plan to go to Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee, and major in mechanical engineering. But if that doesn't work out, I'll just do what the Nashvillians do, sing country music.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There's a young bass singer over there. What was his name? Cool. Hey, we need to buy you, get you a hat. You got the boots. We need to get you the hat. All right. Now, I've got all these questions down here, but it says interview. Okay. So just share ones that you'd like to do and hold the verse in the song for us.
All right, so my favorite memory of my school years, probably either finishing or finishing middle school, because I went to a charter school through elementary school and middle school, and it was a small school, so you really became family with all the people in your grade, and I don't know, that was just kind of fun going through middle school there.
Okay, cool. Any favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher was my English 111 and 112 teacher, David Moss, Mr. Moss, we called him. And he's my favorite because I've never really enjoyed English that much, and he just made it fun. And he always talked about how he despised cats. He doesn't hate cats. He likes cats. He could never eat a whole one when he was in Japan, though. So.
Oh. Any cat lovers out there, Buster? Aren't? We have to talk underneath the table. Okay. Favorite book in the Bible, and why?
I would probably say Romans, because it just kind of like shows what faith can do.
Okay. Any particular lesson in Romans or in the other?
The power of faith.
The power of faith, okay.
You can do anything if you have faith.
Right, cool. That's what his verse kind of describes here. Let's read it with him. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's the reason why you can build your faith and grow. Anything else you want to share?
What haven't I shared? Let's see.
Did you write them all out, or you got them all? Oh, okay. He's looking at a blank sheet of paper. that's all right.
I don't know. My favorite school years was probably eighth grade or senior year. Eighth grade, because we just did so much fun stuff in middle school that year. Like, we went on a trip to New York City. And, I mean, that's really when me and a bunch of my friends got really close, was just kind of that year and that trip. But then we've all gone to our different high schools, or some have even moved now. So we've all kind of gone our separate ways. We kind of tried to stay in touch, but haven't done the best on that. Or this year, because I'm finishing.
So. and going on to Nashville to sing country music. That's all right. All right. Well, we're going to sing his favorite song. So I know a lot of you might not. We haven't sang this for a while. So those who know it, please sing out. Here we go. You want to lead it?
Sure.
Okay.
Everyone needs compassion,
a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. You can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Hell now my God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever an author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world. We're singing for the glory of the risen Jesus. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, you can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever an author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Thank you. Amen. All right, let's call the sisters up. Well, you guys don't go too far. Yeah, it's probably front row or that row. That'd be good. Yeah, don't go too far. Are you awake, sweetie? So Daddy's not preaching this morning. Come on, we're going. All right. We're going to start with middle sis, and then we'll end with older sis. But anyone you want to answer? Yeah. Anyone do you want to answer? You don't? You okay? Okay. If you just interrupt me. If you, she don't mind. All right, St. Stephen's High School, go Indians. All right, Kaylin said her favorite memory of school was really, this is kind of neat because it doesn't really deal with the kind of school in itself, but what was the reason? You don't remember what you put down. Okay, let me remember for you. When I finally got my license, okay, so your hunting license, fishing license, go with that. Oh, the driver's license. Ah, okay, which year does she consider the most enjoyable? Kaylin wrote down that she wanted, Lee said her senior year, even though it was stressful, it helped her prepare and become more responsible. So, now, do you mind if you explain this one? Here we go. Okay, who's your favorite teachers and why?
Well, I said both of my chorus teachers, because my first 3 years of high school, I was taught by Jennifer Hoffman, and she was nicknamed J-Hoff, and she was the most fun teacher I've ever had. She always had, like, these funky dresses that she'd wear to school, and she'd always wear wedges that were that tall, and she had a fun personality, and she taught me a lot about music. And then my new chorus teacher, she moved to Germany, but my new chorus teacher, his name is Grant Logan, now we call him G-Log, after J-Hoff. And then he has a really fun personality. He graduated from college last year. It's his first year teaching ever, especially with high school students. But we love his personality. He's such a nerd, but we love him to death. He's great. And then I also put down that a close second was my mom when I was homeschooled.
Okay, Lord's willing, what's being planned from this day forward?
So I graduated this Saturday, and I plan to go to Lipscomb University. My major is going to be undecided. I haven't decided what I want to major in, but I'm interested in physical therapy.
I think I've picked what I'd like for you to do. It's called J-O-B. But that's actually what she picked as her favorite book in the Bible, being a person of Job. But why did you pick Job as your favorite book?
Like, the past year has been super stressful, and I've understood what it's like to have responsibilities and try to take care of them. But Job had gone through so much hardships and throughout his life for several years, because he lost his kids, his property, and his friends kept telling him, you don't have to trust in God, you have to keep going, and you don't have to put your trust in him. And he said, no, I have to. So that's what I like about Job.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I know she had been talking about, Lord's willing, that she may go into is physical therapy. So, but no matter what you pick, I'm sure the Lord will guide you and use you to shine your light to many people. Let's read her favorite verse. It's kind of what we named the teen group after, R116. And so let's read it together. Here we go. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And that's something you can take with you to Lipscomb, no matter where you go, and look for people that don't have that salvation yet. So, and love them enough to get them interested in God. So, now, you had mentioned that the memorable Bible lesson was given to you by Tracy. When she taught the teen girls, tell us a little bit about just what was the lesson that was most memorable.
Well, the lesson was about like self-image and loving yourself the way God made you. Basically, that's it. That really struck me because I've been struggling a lot with self-image, inside and out. So that helped me remember.
Okay. All right. And so her favorite song is Give Thanks to the Lord. And I don't know if you, I think you know this version of it, but for those who know it, sing out loud, use the microphone, Mom. You need a microphone? Okay. All right. Well, here we go. I need all the help we can get just in case. All right. Here we go. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. And give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. And give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. His love endures forever. His love will reign forevermore. His power will reign forevermore. His grace will reign forevermore. His face will reign forevermore. His love will reign forevermore. His power will reign forevermore. His love endures forever. Everybody give a thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. His love endures forever. His love will reign forevermore. His power will reign forevermore. His grace will reign forevermore. And his peace will reign forevermore. His love will reign forevermore. His power will reign forevermore. His love endures forever. Do you know his love endures forever? Yes, we know that love endures forever. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. And give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. And give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. We'll work on that one. It's a cappella does that on one of the praise albums, and that's one of her favorite songs for that. Okay? All right, you can hold on to it. All right. The Queen. All right. Now, what we're going to do, we'll do here. Now, the prom queen of Conover School is before you. And we'll do something here. Maybe that will help rouse her up a little bit. But I wish I could sleep like that. Do you? What I did was, Cammie said, what are you going to do for Megan? I mean, I think there's enough in our memory bank of how she responds, what she likes, and some of her favorite things in life. And so I thought I'd go down through some of these questions, and because we have this first question is, what is your favorite memory of your school year? And we actually have this on film. We're going to try to find it. So if you come to our open house, Lord's willing, this next Saturday from 5 to 8, we're going to hopefully show it to you. But if not, we'll have to at another time. But I believe her favorite memory in school was in kindergarten, really. Because what we have of her is sitting on this little bench to teach her balance. And so she could learn how to sit up and not fall to the left or to the right, but they would sing, and they would put this kind of like a stretched out spider and sing Itsy Bitsy Spider. And she would just squeal every time they did that every morning. And then also for this is what we're going to try to do. Megan loves hand clapping. Talking about in the Old Testament is that one of the ways to praise the Lord is through clapping hands. And she loves that. I truly believe that she likes hand clapping because it's an expression of happiness. And then also, she we kind of tease her saying, well, they're not actually clapping for her, but she thinks they are, okay? So we're going to do the true thing. We'll see if we get any kind of around. You guys are going to have to clap really loud. So let's try it and see if she responds. But she loves hand clapping, so let's do the best we can. Here we go. All right. Keep it up. You're doing good. Here we go. Hey. All right. We got her. Now I'll go back to sleep. Which year does Megan consider most enjoyable? I believe what she would tell us is all of them. You cherish every day God gives you to live. And she would get very excited going to the school bus or coming home on the school bus. And it seemed like her temperament changed a little bit when she knew she was going to school. You were going to let her off. Favorite teacher, I believe she'd say all my teachers are very special people to spend some time with her. Now, her future plans is stay home with mom and dad. Woo-hoo! Attend adult life and watch a lot of NCAA Division I March Madness basketball tournaments with dad. Okay? All right. Here's what I believe her favorite book in the Bible would be. I believe she might have mentioned to us the book of Luke, because Luke was a doctor, and she sees a lot of doctors. Plus, Luke shares of many Jesus' healings. Just like he's going to heal her one day when he gives her a new body. What's her favorite verse in the Bible? Before we read this, let me explain it a little bit. I believe she would pick this one because of the day that we were able to take Megan home from the hospital after her birth. There was no indication that there was any kind of issues or any problems. And Cammy just wanted, we'd already laid down for a nap and Megan was sleeping in her bed, and Cammy just wanted to look at her first newborn daughter. And while she was holding her in the chair, she started to turn blue. And then asked me to go call 911. And so we rushed her to the hospital. And I truly believe this was like this. We made a couple of phone calls before the ambulance got there to tell some people in the church to be praying. And I truly believe that half the congregation was in the waiting room before we even got there with the ambulance. And there is a very special brother in Christ. His name is Dennis Burry. And to kind of get us to calm our hearts and to give us confidence, this was the verse that he read to us and to the rest of the church family. And here it is. Read it with me. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And it just seemed like it just lifted any kind of frightening fear that we had. I believe if Megan could talk and share with us, she can communicate. But she would say her memorable story in the Bible would be when God wanted to get in the Old Testament the Israelites out of captivity into the Promised Land. Because he described the Promised Land to be flowing with milk and honey. And I believe she probably would ask the question, was it chocolate milk? She, for years before she had the G-tube put in, the only thing she would ever drink was milk. And so I believe that that would probably be her favorite story of this promised land. I'm going to go back to the beginning of her life. She was born in Stillwater, Minnesota, which is the first town that was ever established in the state of Minnesota. And we're going to offer this song as an invite song to take any kind of prayer request. And then here in just a few minutes, I'm going to ask the parents to join your sons up here as well with Cammie and I, who are with Kaylin and Megan, and have our shepherds pray over them. But this song has a story behind it, too. As we were preparing and as being a young couple expecting our first child, Megan would have probably picked this song because it's the first song she ever heard. We had a tape that was made of different praise and hymnals and stuff because we didn't know how long labor was going to last. And so when we got to the hospital, I remember I forgot the camera and I forgot the tape player and I forgot a lot of things when we got there. And I'm sorry, I have repented of this. I sped there. I broke the law and went over the speed limit. It was 7 in the morning, but that's beside the point. What's that? I did remember Cammie, so brought her along, and the tape was made for her to be able to sit to wait there quietly and peacefully as she was in labor. And then as it got closer, one thing I noticed is when the doctor held Megan in her hands when she was born, this song was being played. And so, if you would please, let's stand together. If you have a prayer request, you can take it back to our shepherds, or you can bring it to me. So here, let's sing a song together. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 now merciful and mighty. God in three persons of blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 will all the saints adore thee, and casting down their golden crowns around the crystal sea. And falling down before thee, and who watched and church.
Lord God Almighty,
all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea.
I'd like all the graduates up here and their families, okay? If you'd like to make your way up here, our shepherds are going to pray over.
Start. We'll mention a couple of quick prayer requests that we have, and then we're going to pray for the graduates here and all. Cynthia Lifford and family are, and see Tony there in the back now. Ryan has been having a lot of seizures and really struggling with that. They were able to have him seen by doctors Friday, and it was much earlier than their September appointment because he had been struggling a lot. Turns out the device that was to help him control his seizures is only operating at about 18%. So they're really struggling with that, but likely they're going to have that replaced soon. But we really need to be praying with them and the family over Ryan and just all the challenges that he's facing with the seizures there. So just really praying for God's guidance through that.
I have one to add. I just almost forgot this one. I'm so sorry. I got a text this morning from Keith Fox. And Sabina and Keith are at the hospital last night because Heidi, their daughter, it's been found that she has a brain tumor.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to have surgery today. And so he asked us to, as a church family, to be praying for her. Okay.
A couple of the quick things. David Beers has moved into Conover Care, Heritage Care at Conover, room 23. So he said he would welcome visitors if you want to go by there and see him. And of course, he's here today, too. And we also want to remember Megan Ray Holler. She helps take care of Morgan, Morgan Bibby. She recently, she's known that she suffers from tachycardia, doesn't know why, but doctors have put a monitor on her to try to find out, hopefully, what's causing it, and so they'll know how to treat it. So let's keep her in our prayers as well, too.
Holy Father, Lord, we just come into your throne room so thankful for you being such a loving Father who wraps your arms around us, Lord, and pray especially for Keith Fox and for his family, for Heidi, Lord. It's always challenging to even think about cancer and just how devastating it can be and the impact it's had on all of our lives, Lord. We just pray that your loving hands would be wrapped around him and the whole family there and that you would really just guide them, Lord, through these difficult times. And Lord, continue to pray for the Lipford family here as well, just with all the challenges with the seizures, Lord. And Lord, just so many things that keep coming at us that we have to keep trusting you and your firm hand in the midst of it all. Just continue to pray for your guidance, Lord, even with Dave Beers as he moves into his new place there. And Lord, just the ups and downs of this life that just continue to wear upon us, Lord. For Megan Ray, just comfort for her. And Lord, just pray for all of those who really just lay ourselves at your throne room, at your feet, Lord, when we need you so desperately each and every day. We're just thankful that you understand our needs and that you continue to look out for us, Lord. And Lord, we're so thankful for the graduates here as well. And Lord, it's just been wonderful to see them grow, to see them just Lord, just step out. Just my heart just jumps for joy when I see them in this way and know that you, Lord, are guiding them each step of the way. And Lord, we're just so blessed in the families that are here that are represented, Lord, and just knowing that you continue to touch each and every one of our lives through them, and you will continue to do even greater things through them, Lord. And we rejoice in that through the ups and downs of life, having our hand in yours, Lord, as the messages were shared from Job to Proverbs to Hebrews to James and on around. It was just wonderful to see the messages, Lord, you've placed upon their hearts, the messages that you're placing upon our hearts, Lord, knowing that you are ever faithful and will ever be there for us. We just thank you for your blessings now. Pray for your continued hand in the midst of all the trials and all of the great things you have in store for us as well, Lord, that you'll continue to just be a wonderful God, to always show us your glory, always with your will being done, Lord. Thank you for your mercies now in Christ's name.
Amen.
I'd like to add a few words of prayer, please. Mm-hmm. Father, as we lift these seven up to you, we just pray for your continued support, blessings upon them. Father, their families have watched them grow up from the small babes, small children we saw in some of the pictures, to the men, young men and women that they are today. What a change. What a difference. God, we just pray that you continue to help them to change. Life is change. And God, through all that change, just keep them close to you. Draw them close to you. In all seven of these, I see that they a deep desire to be close to you. And I thank you for that, Father. And I pray that they will continue to seek you the rest of their lives. Father, as Purcell said, as they said, the scriptures that they chose all meant something to each one, and all were pertinent, very, very well-chosen scriptures. And I pray, Father, that they would keep those close to their hearts. As the children of Israel kept scriptures on their heads and on their wrists, Father, mm-hmm. I just pray that these seven would keep your word close to their hearts mm-hmm. at all times. For those that are going off to college, Father, college can be a trying time, a difficult time, and there are some things in college that can pull them away from you, even into Christian schools. Father, I just pray for your protection there. I pray, God, that they would continue to walk close to you there. They would find friends there that they can rely on and that can rely on them, that through those relationships, that they would work together with those friends to serve you on campus and off campus and beyond whenever they've graduated and have jobs. Father, I pray as they grow older, as the rest of us are older, that you would continue just to keep them close to you and use them as you would. Father, just thank you for them. We ask for your blessings on them and their family.